You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
TransLink operates one of the largest mass transit systems in North America. Hundreds of millions of trips are taken on it each year. Both TransLink and the City of Vancouver are trying to encourage even more people to get out of their cars and take mass transit. But in the new year, big changes will be introduced, and those changes will have a very large impact on the homeless and the working poor. Peter Greenwell is the coordinator of homeless programs at Collingwood Neighborhood House, and he joins me now in the studio. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
A great deal of attention is being paid to the upcoming introduction of the Compass Card program, but changes that are affecting homeless people really started last year. Can you tell me about those changes?
Sure. Some of the changes that have happened is, I guess what's over the years, people that are homeless have had a very, informal way of accessing transit with, sneaking on the trains or asking the bus driver if they can, ride for free. And with some of the changes that are happening, with people that are working within the homeless sector, we see that a formal way of acknowledging the need of transit access as an essential service for people that are homeless needs to be developed. And so because of that, we have been actively engaged with talking with TransLink to tell them what our specific concerns are and working with them to see if there are solutions that can be brought in to effect fairly quickly because there are changes happening. One of the changes was last September, there was amendments made to the South Coast Transportation Act, which around enforcement, around the issue of fare evasion fines. And so in one way, it was good because it was taken out of the court system. But at the same time, with the new provisions, there was an increased emphasis on enforcement of fare payment. And so some of the things that brought in was the issue of the use of debt collectors or the use of not being able to reissue your driver's license to you, things like that. So there was this whole increase in the issue of enforcement. So that was the first thing that was happening last September. And at Collingwood Neighborhood House, we offer a range of homeless programs. One is direct service delivery, which is, we have a breakfast program on Saturday mornings aimed at people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And we're two blocks from the Joy SkyTrain station, and people arrive at our program by sneaking on the train and getting there. So that whole issue of enforcement is really important to us. The other issue that's coming in is with the Compass Card, the introduction of the Compass Card and the fare gates. There's been a fairly substantial investment on the part of TransLink for, in terms of capital outlays, to bring in the fare gates. And so over the next 6 months, there's going to be this transition phase where we're transitioning from the fare savers and monthly passes to the electronic Compass Card, and also bring in the fare gates. And so what we've been told is that between now and April of 2014, it'll be kind of a two-track kind of system as people sort of get used to it, because this whole tapping on and tapping off of the card, people are going to have to learn how to do that quickly, or the whole system is kind of going to slow down. Mm-hmm. And the buses will slow down, be late, and not be able to make as much runs and all those sort of things. So it's complicated. And with, it is a system that's carrying 350 million passenger trips a year, which, if you calculate it out, that's 150 trips per person per year in all of Metro Vancouver. I mean, it's a huge system. And to bring in something like the Compass Card, we can appreciate that it's there's a lot of details involved. And from our perspective, it needs to be looked at as a, customer service mechanism, not a revenue source.
Are there any programs that TransLink particularly offer for homeless people in Vancouver? Anything at all?
There's nothing specific that they offer at this time in terms of the homeless sector. There are programs that the Ministry of Social Development help TransLink with, such as, you know, subsidizing bus passes for people with disabilities or seniors. But there's nothing specific to the homeless sector. And we're saying that there needs to be. And TransLink has certainly been willing to talk to us about it. And we're hopeful that we can work out something with them. And the framework that they have been talking to us about with this is that an interest in developing a corporate social responsibility policy. And for us, we're saying, well, this would be an excellent pilot project for any development of a corporate social responsibility program, because with TransLink, in terms of the sustainability, the pillars of, you know, sustainable economically, sustainable environmentally are very strong and clearly articulated. But the third one around social sustainability is not, you know, it's as developed as certainly the other two pillars are.
Now, I also understand that you recently traveled down to Seattle to take a look at their transit system. Can you tell me a bit about how Seattle compares with Vancouver's transit systems?
It was an excellent trip that we took. Because of the recession, the Seattle transit system took a huge cut in revenue, where they are pretty much funded by the retail sales tax. Mm-hmm. And so during the recession, they were faced with 20% cuts to their transit system. King County decided to take advantage of a temporary $20 per vehicle levy, which then sort of filled the gap. Kitsap County, which we also visited, which is across Puget Sound, just west of Seattle, because of their government structure, they couldn't really take advantage of that $20 per vehicle levy. And they wound up dealing with their financial crunch with canceling bus services on Sunday. But at the same time, both of those transit systems, even in the midst of this, you know, severe financial issue, still maintained and operated programs that were specifically targeted to groups that were to people that were homeless. So we met with transit officials with King County Metro Transit, including people from the county, from the mayor's office, from the Human Services Department, a range of people, and they have a couple specific programs that we looked at. One is a bulk discount fare program, which there are 77 community organizations in the Metro Seattle area that can buy bulk tickets at 20% of face value. And so King County puts $2 million towards this program. They're saying, you know, within the social service sector, they're saying, you know, this isn't enough to meet the emergency needs. But, you know, from our perspective, it's a great, specific, targeted program that does meet an emergency need and would be really useful if TransLink and the shelter sector and outreach sector could figure out a way of doing that here. The other one that they have is a downtown circulator. So it's a free bus service that operates every 15 minutes that does the sort of circumnavigates the downtown core. It has seven stops, travels in one direction. The stops are geared to specific homeless related services, food bank, medical, drop-in centers, stuff like that. And they have about 400 people a day who are using that service. So we, after our meetings with the King County people, we had a chance to ride on the downtown circulator, and it was nice, clean, new bus, and people were coming on and off, and it looked like a good service. And unfortunately, it's a service that was brought in after they canceled for financial reasons the free fare zone downtown, which they had had in operation for 40 years since 1973. That for 40 years they had free transit in the downtown core, which was mostly around efficiency of vehicles, because if people are not paying their fares, they can get on and off the buses quicker. The buses can make more trips, and you get more trips and more work out of your rolling stock. So really that's why they brought it in. But because of the recession and the economics, they canceled it and then replaced it with this free downtown circulator specifically for people that were homeless, although anyone can ride it.
Right, right. And I understand that I think it was across the bay in Bremerton, was it, that they have a Compass or something similar to Compass with a fare card.
The equivalent that they have to the Compass card is the Orca card.
Right.
And so it's the card that is used in all the transit systems in Metro Seattle. So in Everett, in Seattle, Bremerton, all of them, there's I think 7 different sort of sub transit systems. It's not quite as coordinated as ours is with TransLink. And from my perspective, it's a pretty amazing program that they've developed in Kitsap County. It's the second smallest transit system in Metro Seattle. And so what John Clausen, who's the executive director of their transit system, said to us was that we're big enough that we can do stuff, and we're small enough that we can do stuff. They do about 4 million passenger trips a year, 250,000 people in the county. They have a completely non-stigmatized low fare option. They don't call it a low income Compass card or Orca card. It's not a low income card. It's a low fare option card, which incorporates service for people that are disabled, seniors, low income, students who are in school. And what it is you basically just fill out the application form, you get approved, your card gets programmed, and then so one person gets on the bus, it takes $2.25 off your card, someone else gets on the bus, 75 cents, the card looks exactly the same, completely non-stigmatized, and it's available to anyone that 20% of people on their transit system is in this low fare option.
Right. And that's just a matter of programming. So there's really technically no reason why that couldn't be introduced here in Vancouver.
Yes,
right?
And one really important point that they said to us is that even in the midst of their big financial crunch, which, you know, revenue, it's what we hear up here as well, mm-hmm. is that rather than taking away a low-fare option, they decided to cancel bus service on Sundays, mm-hmm. which in their county worked. But I'm not suggesting that here.
Right.
It just showed a commitment to this particular social objective. And as we left, they said, you know, we consider ourselves to be a social service.
Now, I understand that coming up next month, there's going to be a Homeless Action Week forum held at Collingwood Neighborhood House. Can you tell me about
yes,
that?
Yes, October 13th to 19th is the 8th annual Homeless Action Week. As part of that, Collingwood Neighborhood House always does some sort of event. This year, we're focusing on transit. So Wednesday, October 16th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Collingwood Neighborhood House, we will have a panel. We've invited someone from Seattle to come up and present. We don't know if they'll be able to come or not, but we do have we'll have a senior representative of TransLink presenting. We have Jeff Meggs from City Council, who was the person that was behind the City of Vancouver's endorsement of the need to develop a transit plan for people that are homeless in Metro Vancouver. And in October 7th, we're expecting the City of Surrey to do a similar thing. And Susan Keeping, who coordinates the Surrey Housing and Homeless Task Force in Surrey, will be speaking about because this is even more of an issue in the suburbs than it is in Vancouver, in terms of there's fewer services available, longer distances, and so the need for access to public transit is even more pressing than it is in Vancouver. And then also Karen O'Shaughnessy, the executive director of Lookout Emergency Aid Society and also a member of the Transit Working Group, will be presenting on some of the specific issues that the shelter sector is dealing with in terms of people who are accessing services with shelters, some of the more specific things that are needed in terms of transit access.
Great. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to come down and tell us about this, Peter. And I've been speaking to Peter Greenwell, coordinator of homeless programs at Collingwood Neighborhood House, and that's located on Joyce Street, right near the Joyce Street SkyTrain station. And their website is www.cnh.bc.ca.